My CA enforcement begins across Europe. What changes today? Europe's markets and crypto assets regulation reached full enforcement today, July 1, 2026, closing the transition window that let firms operate under national rules while they applied for authorization. DeFi Llama marked the date by publishing a dashboard that tracks which exchanges hold a MiCA license and which are still operating without one, per its post on X. The timing lands in a weak tape. Bitcoin trades at $59,331, down 1.3% on the day, and roughly 3.2% on the week as of July 1, 2026, while the Fear and Greed Index sits at 17, in extreme fear. Ether is at $1,595, up 2.2% on the day. Regulatory hard dates do not move price much on their own, but they do decide which venues EU residents can legally keep using. The grace period is what actually ended MiCA has been law for a while. The part that changed today is the runway. Member states were allowed to grant a transitional period, up to 18 months in most cases, during which existing crypto asset service providers could keep serving customers while their license application worked through a national regulator. That cushion is what expired for the bulk of the block. The practical effect is a sorting. A firm with a granted crypto asset service provider authorization can passport across all 27 member states from a single approval. A firm still waiting, or one that never filed, faces a harder question about whether it can keep onboarding or even serving EU users at all. This is why a tracker matters right now. The line between a licensed and an unlicensed exchange stopped being a formality and became the thing that determines access. The dashboard reads as a scorecard DeFi Llama's tool lists exchanges against their licensing status, which turns an abstract deadline into something a user can check in a minute. That is more useful than it sounds. Most people do not know whether the platform holding their balance filed for MiCA authorization in Germany, France, Ireland, or nowhere. The count has been climbing. The EU crossed 244 MiCA licenses in June, with Germany and France issuing the most approvals. Not every applicant makes it, though, and the firms that never filed are the ones with the most to lose now that the window is shut. Analysts have warned for weeks that unlicensed firms face a wipeout once enforcement bites. The rollout has not been uniform either. Poland's president has vetoed the country's MiCA implementing legislation 3 times, leaving a gap in one member state even as the rest of the bloc tightens. So MiCA is live everywhere, comes with an asterisk on the ground. The card angle sits with the issuer. Most crypto cards in Europe are not standalone products. They ride on an exchange or e-money license, with a program manager and a card issuer sitting behind the plastic. When the platform behind a card is an authorized EU entity, the card program inherits a clearer legal footing. When it is not, the card can become the visible edge of a licensing problem. Paused top-ups, tightened onboarding, or a withdrawal from certain EU markets. That makes the issuer's status the first thing worth checking, ahead of the reward rate. A card advertising cashback rewards or zero foreign exchange markup is only as reliable as the entity funding it. This is the same counterparty logic that applies to any custodial product. If the platform holding your balance hits a compliance wall, access to that balance can freeze regardless of the card's headline perks. Self-custody card setups that spend from your own wallet sidestep part of that exposure, since the balance does not sit with the licensed intermediary. The stablecoin side of MiCA is already reshaping supply too. The rules impose issuer and reserve requirements on euro and dollar stablecoins circulating in the EU, which is part of why banks are moving in. Crédit Agricole rolled out a euro stablecoin, EURXT, on the same day, per CoinDesk. Compliant euro stablecoin rails are exactly what card programs need if they want to route EU spending, without leaning on tokens that may not clear the reserve bar. The near-term checklist. For an EU cardholder or exchange user, 3 things are worth doing this week. Confirm whether the platform behind your card or balance holds a MiCA authorization, using the DeFi Llama dashboard or the platform's own disclosures. Watch for onboarding or service changes from any venue that has not secured a license. And treat any stablecoin you hold in size against the question of whether its issuer meets MiCA reserve rules, since non-compliant tokens may see EU liquidity thin out. The deadline did not create winners overnight. It removed the ambiguity that let unlicensed firms operate in the gaps, and it handed users a cleaner test for which platforms are built to stay.